What's up, guys? Welcome to the Pago Janta Bollywood Weekly Podcast, where three idiots share their opinions and takes on upcoming movies, TV shows, and gossip. Hope you guys enjoy.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Na, 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 na. What if we had
Welcome.
like a long intro the way the Welcome movie does? That movie has like a straight up like 3 minute intro with just the song.
They just had to, they had to get the movie monetized, so they had to extend it by 10 minutes. I feel like a lot of
The
Bollywood.
quiet part out loud.
That, what a waste of time, right? Like people like had to like if you went to the movie theater, they had to sit through a 5 minute song of just nothing but like people's names.
Are you
No, I
saying that the
mean
movie's
that.
not worth it?
No, I'm just saying like it was just a waste of time.
Well, movies don't do that anymore nowadays. They
I know, but
just.
that's what I'm saying. Like people before used to just sit through that though and take
Yeah, they
it.
used to have these like long intros. Love with the
Yeah.
Ladies kind of had an intro like that, except it wasn't like long, but it had like, you know how like in old movies they had like the words coming up on the screen and it would just be like random footage of nothing?
Yeah, I think La Pata Lady has had a lot of long shots like that.
Yeah. And even like the intro, I'm saying like it was like the words were just like showing up on screen and
It did, huh? Yeah, it did.
yeah. Shallow
Well,
already finished his espresso martini.
shall I go make another espresso martini?
No, I don't. I'm too lazy to get up now.
Just go do it. Just go do it. Do it.
Just do it.
I've taken one sip out of my drink.
Are we like really pressuring him to drink more?
Don't
A
I'll take a single malt.
single malt whiskey, sir. Rum.
Just a single malt.
Just a single malt, not a double malt.
Not a double
Don't be
malt.
ridiculous.
Don't be crazy. Goi Mary John Lele.
Goi Mary John Lele.
Lele. Oh,
I feel like
hell.
that's one reference that like nobody's gonna understand.
Somebody out there will.
Somebody out there, one of our two listeners.
I will say this. Salman Khan has the best songs.
Yeah, I think that's just like
I think that's just a fact.
it's a
Love him or
fact.
hate him, and I hate him, but I think he has the best songs.
Love him or hate him, but you can't ignore him.
Thanos.
Those poor deer.
Oh God. Oh man, I don't think we should get into that.
Although I do, a lot of people say that it wasn't just him shooting the deer.
Yeah, 100%. It was like the entire cast, wasn't it?
So why did they get in trouble?
So I think people say this to like uphold Salman Khan's image, but they say that he took the fall for everyone.
I mean, if everyone was there,
He became the bakra
but
in the deer case.
he became the bakra in the deer case.
That's literally
Ladies,
what happened.
anyways, we're here to talk about Lapata, ladies,
Wow,
right?
what a shift.
And what else?
Was and oh
Nothing.
yeah, and we're talking about Lapata ladies, we're talking about Monkey Man, and we're talking about Teri Baaton Mein Aisa Uljha Jiya.
Gia. Such a long title.
Many words.
Can I just say that the movies we've chosen today are all making some kind of social commentary? Some do it well, others don't.
Yeah, La Pata ladies didn't do social commentary
Yes.
very
Yeah.
well.
There's just
Be better.
Come on, Kieran Rao, you gotta do better.
Yeah, Monkey Man too.
Come on, Dev Patel. What are you doing? Go back to Slumdog Millionaire where you came from.
Where you go back to where you came from. Okay,
Which is Hollywood.
oh yeah. So I guess yeah, he doesn't go anywhere though.
Go back doing The Last Airbender.
Oh
Oh
God.
my god, he wasn't the Last
He
Airbender.
was I think he was playing Zuko.
Yeah. That was
Bring me
rough.
all of your elderly. No,
This is just gonna
you know
probably
what
never
scene I
happen.
just remembered because of this? Where the Earthbenders are doing like that entire dance sequence just to throw one tiny pebble.
One rock.
Like one rock. It's like, and just like this like really terribly CGI rock just like flying really slowly across the screen.
Oh my God, what a bad movie.
We went to see it in the theaters.
We did.
We did, and that was a giant mistake.
M. Night
Well,
Shyamalan.
I'm glad to say that this theater going experience with Dave Patel wasn't as bad as that one.
Patel, 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 Patel.
Did we see Slumdog Millionaire at the theaters?
I didn't.
I
I did.
didn't. Oh, you did? Okay.
All right.
Were you guys also traumatized by that like whole sequence with the eyes?
The what?
In Slumdog Millionaire, when they like, do the whole like eyes thing, like they take out the kids' eyes.
Oh yeah, kind of yeah.
I was pretty traumatized.
That movie was pretty traumatizing as a kid. Why
That
did I
movie,
watch that?
I don't think that movie was that great, but
no, it's not.
white people would be like, "Oh my God, it's like the greatest movie. It defines India."
Jai Ho Ho.
Jai Ho by Air Rahman.
That movie is the reason why Anil Kapoor is my favorite Hollywood actor.
No overacting at all.
It's funny because Dev Patel in an interview was asking him like, so like, how do you feel about the whole Slumdog Millionaire like dance sequence you had to do? He's like, oh, I hate it. And Dev Patel's like, yeah, I hated it. I try to forget it.
You know, there's a lot of rumors that like Dave Patel like turned down like huge Marvel roles, and the rumor is he turned down Mr. Fantastic for like Monkey Man and all in this future roles.
I have a lot of respect for that because
Yeah,
I don't
he's
know if
fun.
you guys like read up on how he made the movie, but
I
we'll
did.
get into
Yeah.
it. Like, I think that's, yeah, we'll get into it.
I guess should we just talk about Monkey Man since we've been talking about Dave Patel first?
Sure. I mean, he's so like unavoidable, Just Dave Patel.
I am the number
Wow.
one Dave Patel like defender. If you guys like, so, if there have been some people who are saying he's ugly, I will defend. I will.
Ooh, who's saying that?
I haven't read anyone say that.
I've heard some people say, "Oh yeah, Dev Patel isn't that good looking." I'm like, "Fuck you."
That must be a Gen Z thing because I can't escape people saying he's good looking.
Dude, that scene where he's like beating up the little rice, not the like the big rice thing
The
sack.
pack, the training
Yeah,
scene, yeah.
sack.
He's
Yeah.
just so attractive. What a treat to watch in theaters. That was
Yeah.
my review of Monkey Man.
What a treat. All right, next. I'm just kidding. All
It
right, so Monkey Man, directed by Dave Patel, story by Dave Patel, produced by Dave Patel,
and Jordan Peele.
starring by Dave Patel. Well, actually, we'll get into that too, because that's another interesting thing is Jordan Peele like joined on after the movie was done, because the movie was originally bought out by Netflix, and then Jordan Peele watched it and felt like this needed to be on the big screen, so he bought the rights back and was responsible for distribution, which is really cool. And once if Jordan Peele is like, oh, this movie needs to be on the big screen, this movie probably needs to be on the big screen.
Yeah, and didn't like Netflix shelve it for several
yeah
years?
yeah But yeah, I mean, it's I guess we could get into like the struggles. Like I've seen a lot of interviews about like how hard it was to make this movie. This movie only had a budget of 10 million, which is like really not that much for a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure
But
it's made.
considering the budget was 10 million, what I saw on screen definitely did not feel like $10 million budget. It felt like it was more than that.
It did feel
So
like more
props to
than that.
them.
Honestly, I feel like he pulled off like a miracle with what he
Yeah.
was given. I don't know how he was able to pull this off. There are times in the movie where I felt like, okay, this is not a huge budget movie, but yeah, for most of the part, I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah, like it apparently took him like so, I don't know how many years, like several years to put this movie together. I mean, first he was writing, obviously, and then even like the production took a really long time because, like, if you read up on it, it's like apparently they had like so many like obstacles.
Yeah, like
As
COVID.
even as like COVID, yeah, COVID was like probably the biggest one, and then like it was just like a struggle to even like get it to, it was a struggle even to like film it.
He would mention, I saw an interview where like in the first action scene, and this movie has a lot of action, obviously, he broke his hand and then he just
Yeah.
continued shooting after that. He was having trouble with his cameras, I think, or something. So a lot of these action scenes were shot on iPhones, which is insane. It doesn't look like
Yeah,
it.
free advertising for iPhone.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like I didn't know that, and then the iPhone commercials that they show like were like shot on iPhone. It's like Olivia Rodrigo with like a $3,000, like maybe $10,000, like iPhone like camera thing holder, like that directors use like to shoot music videos. I'm like, so that's not really shooting on iPhone. You could just be shooting on a regular like like actual like film camera.
I mean,
So
those are like commercials, but he like actually did it.
that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, if you want to promote your product, like an iPhone that says shot on iPhone, maybe talk to Dave Patel because he knows what the hell he's doing.
And honestly, that's I kind of want to lead that into like the way this movie was shot. I think that was the most interesting thing, or like the most different thing about this movie, compared to the other movies. Like, I like it. Like, if you think about it, the story, there's like this movie, we've seen it before, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's John Wick. I think Cowboy Bebop's one of them. I don't know if you've seen that. It's literally the same exact story, except there's a lot more cultural elements in this, and the way it's shot is so different. And like when I heard about this iPhone thing, it was after I watched it, and then I looked thought back to some of these scenes that were just like fight or chase scenes that are like the camera is super shaky, and a lot of people don't like that, the shaky cam that they show in action movies, because it's kind of like a known as like a cheap tactic of like not showing everything, right? It's kind of a easy way out of getting out of stunts, but for this movie it just worked. Everything felt so raw, and
Yeah.
like I felt like when Dave Patel was hitting someone or when he got hit, I felt those. I think that was a combination of the camera work and the sound design. It was
Yeah.
like such intense fight choreography.
And you could feel that you were like there.
Yeah, it felt like you were there. And
Yeah.
so I don't know how he pulled this off, because it really, on paper, doesn't sound like this movie would work, but it did.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like you said, I think the story has been done before, but what really sets this movie apart is like just like how it's been filmed. And I do think that like incorporating like the cultural elements into it like definitely makes this very unique. It was a lot more of like a deeper meaning than just a
Yeah,
revenge story.
because it was revenge, and there's also, like you said, social commentary, and there's also like a self, like exploration in this movie, like that he faced in this movie, right? So it was like, yeah, it had a lot in the movie.
Yeah. I think you could tell that like,
More
you know, he
content.
was b really he was using a lot of inspiration from like comic book characters and like superheroes and stuff like that. But like I feel like he used that like trope of like self-discovery or like the superhero getting like beat down and then getting back up. Like all of those like tropes that we've seen before, but like he just really wanted to like combine that with like the culture that he comes from, which was like really cool.
Yeah, and it worked really well.
Yeah. Shalu?
I'm
That was
just
a
trying
great
to
one.
enjoy. I'm just trying to enjoy my indie, man.
Okay, fine. We won't force you to talk.
No, I'm just joking. You guys take everything too seriously, bro. Like, you gotta just take a chill pill, you know?
You're
Take a
part
chill
of this
pill, bro.
podcast too.
I am part of this podcast, but you know, I like to drink my indie and have a good time, you know?
What accent is that?
Russian?
Oh my God, I love your
Russian?
accent. So exotic. It's giving Russian.
It's giving Stephanie Khan from Go Go Gone.
That
That
was funny.
Okay. I saw this movie kind of like as a pre-release. I saw
Yeah,
this
didn't you watch it
on
like the first night?
I watched it the day before it came out.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is
Wow.
normal for movies nowadays. You know, they'll just have it. They'll have some show times the day prior to release. So I don't know if that's considered a pre-release or premiere. I don't know. So I did watch it a day before its official release, and yeah, Dave Patel, pretty solid actor, director, writer. I think the funniest part for me is that can someone remind me who the actress name is who plays like the queen,
Oh.
like the hotel like manager?
Oh, Maria from All the
Yeah.
Best.
Yes,
That's
exactly
her name.
that. Yes. So Maria from All the Best, in case you're not for those who have seen the movie All the Best, directed by Rohit Shetty, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's funny to me to see like her in All the Best with that kind of acting, to see her in this kind of intense action thriller. That
Her
threw
name
me
is
off a
Ashwini
lot.
from Kalsikar, or her name's Ashwini
Okay, yeah. But like just seeing her in this movie, and I was like, wait, isn't she from Alta-Pest? Like, I visibly said that out loud in the theater. I'm like, wait, isn't she from Alta-Pest?
My sister said that too. She's like, that's Maria.
Like, but the one thing I like remember of her is like when she's like on the phone with
Don't
Ajay Devgan,
you
and she's like, "Sir, आप तो एयरपोर्ट गए थे?" He's like, "जो लोग एयरपोर्ट जाते हैं वो फोन नहीं कर सकते क्या?"
She's like
And then
surprised
she
to
just
bother him.
actually just drops the phone in the crock pot or whatever in the pot. That's her legacy in my eyes, but I'm glad I saw her in a different image in this movie.
Yeah, she's actually a very good like comedian, comedic actor, and yeah, this was a completely different role for her, which is the casting was pretty on point, with obviously Dave Patel doing most of the work, but he's a really good actor. I think this kind of proves it. I think everyone already knew that, but it
Who did the screenplay for this movie? Was that also Dave Patel?
was also Dave Patel amongst others.
I think one of my favorite scenes is in the beginning of the movie. You know, this Dave Patel's like doing something, and then he like talks to like the hotel manager, the queen, and then right after that shot is where 150 Rum by JID started playing, and I was like,
Dude.
I heard that, I'm like, oh shit! Like this, I can already tell this is gonna be a good movie just from this alone. I was like, they're finally utilizing this song, and I love it.
Dude, the
Great.
music choice in this movie was excellent.
I always knew 151 by JID, but 151 Run by JID would be played in a Bollywood movie or an Indian movie, and I'm glad it was
This
played
one.
like this. Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, the music choice is on point.
So 150 Run by JID, and then Ooh La La from Dirty Picture was.
Yeah, that was funny too. His whole fight scene, ooh la la, in the background.
Dude,
And
and it was
that
like
was a brutal
probably
scene.
one of the most brutal
That was a
like
brutal
fight scene.
scene. I haven't seen a movie this violent for a while, and I actually really appreciated that. I don't know why. Like, it was the violence in this movie was like times really hard to watch, but it was done so well. Like I said earlier, that with like the sound design of the punches and stabs, everything was just like, oh man, like I said, you felt it. You felt every punch, you were there. And I'm so happy this movie came out in the theaters because I don't think it would have hit this hard like on Netflix.
Yeah, no, 100%. This movie deserved to be in the theaters.
Yeah, and Netflix is like the place where movies go to die, so I mean, it's fine.
Well, not Laputa, ladies.
Okay, well, okay. That only applies for movies that are barely released in the theaters and then are released on Netflix within like 2 months. That's the issue.
I think like any movie that has such a artistic bend the way Monkey Man did, like, should be watched in the theaters.
Agreed.
To go back to the casting real quick, like, everybody did their role really, really well. I thought the guy who played the police officer, Sikandar Kher, right?
Yeah, that's Anupam Kher's son.
Yeah, Anupam Kher and Kiran Kher's son.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He
That
thought,
threw me off.
I thought he did like such a good job. I hated him so much.
He's actually a good actor. I've seen him in a couple roles now. Last year, he was in Rajkumar Rao's movie, Monica, Oh My Darling. Even
Oh yeah.
though he wasn't in that for a long time, I felt like he has like a presence in a movie, I feel like, and you feel it. Yeah, he was a really good villain because you just wanted him to die the whole time,
Literally, yeah.
and his death was very satisfying.
I thought Shobhita Das was like underutilized for sure.
Yeah, I don't think they really needed her that much, but.
I think okay, so I didn't understand why she was in the movie. But then after I watched it, I read up a little bit about it, and apparently, like the storyline was also modeled after the Ramayana. So like there needed to be a Sita, and I guess she played that Sita role.
I think what she was part of the world building, kind of showing what he's facing against and everything. I really don't think I needed more of Shobhita. I mean, yeah, she's more talented than probably what she displayed there. She probably didn't get a huge chance, but I don't really feel like we needed a backstory on her to be.
Yeah, I feel like she was kind of out of
Yeah,
place.
it wasn't her story. It wasn't her story. I mean, it would be interesting, like, to understand like where she came from, but I think a lot of that was like, I think I get it. Like, I think I know what she's going through. I think it's rough out there. That's kind of what the point of her was.
I thought she was gonna be like the love interest, but I was like, wait, this isn't Bollywood, so I kind of backtracked on that a bit.
I was honestly very happy that there wasn't a love interest in this movie. It would just been another giant waste of time. Like I said, there was so much already to unpack in this movie that we probably haven't even touched like 5% of it.
I think the fact that she was like basically being sexually abused in that place was like a huge like plot line thing, because like obviously like he has so much trauma associated with that, so I think it was like kind of necessary for him to like see all of that happening before his eyes, so just like kind of reinforcing the same trauma over and over again.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And it was like a motivator for him, right? Like to continue keep fighting. And yeah, I mean, it sucks. Like I think she's an actor deserving of more screen time, but I really, in this movie, she's probably just part of character development for Dev Patel. I think the best scene in this movie by far for me is his Rocky training scene with Zakir Hussain. That scene is incredible.
It's so creative to think
So
about
cool.
like tabla plus like his like hitting the rice sack
Yeah.
thing, and like the whole concept of jugalbandi and like doing it in that context is like something that like, I've never seen before. So
Never,
awesome.
yeah, like you're saying, you were talking about the creativity of this movie. That's a scene that I was like watching in the theaters, you're like, holy crap, that hits so hard. Because anytime you watch a Creed or a Rocky movie, you're like anticipating that training scene, or like a even like a John Wick, like, oh, he's gonna be hit and he's gonna have to come back somehow and he's gonna train for that. Those scenes are oftentimes like the most exciting to watch.
Yeah.
It's
I
awesome.
think what really made this movie for me was that combination of like story that we've all seen before and like obviously very predictable like story highlight points. But like the fact that like they used it, they did it against the backdrop of like India, all of this like, like the religion, the hypocrisy of the religion, like all of that combined for me was like that's what like really made this movie.
Yeah, she showed a lot on the religion side, right? Like even when his typically when in a movie like this, when the hero gets down, there's a group of people that usually heal him, right? Like John Wick, for example. In this case, it was the religious community, and then specifically like the transgender community, which, you know, they never get any limelight, and nobody ever talks about them, I feel like, in a religion. So that was
Or
cool.
like they're always talked about in like a negative way, or like there's never any like exploration of like what they go through, really. I mean, I know Bollywood movies have done that in the past, but I think like this was the first time I was really seeing it from like a more human perspective.
Right.
It's like so when I was watching it, I felt like Dave Patel just like took everything that's frustrating about like, society and like organized religion and just put it into like one movie.
Monkey Man hasn't released in India yet. I think it got banned, but I think there's still, as of May 3rd, Monkey Man's not banned, but it still needs to approval from the Central Board of Film.
That's not getting approved. I think
But
the
also,
reason they're gonna say is because of the violence, but I honestly feel like that's a cop out.
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I think this movie like shows a lot of truths about how India currently operates, and like no Bollywood movie is ever gonna do that. I doubt like, movies from the other industries in India are gonna do that either.
Yeah, there's just too much of like talking about like corrupt government and you know, religious hypocrisy and stuff in this, right? I'd be very surprised if it gets released in India.
Which sucks because I feel like, it should, like, absolutely, like, should be watched by people in India.
I think this is like a movie, like, I think at least for me, like, I'd get really excited for like an Indian action movie that is like legit.
Yeah. It's just like, so beautifully shot, so beautifully, like, craft. Like, honestly, like, you can tell that it was Dave Patel's, like, literal blood, sweat, and tears went into
Yeah.
this movie. I
Yep.
think that's something that most reviewers and critics are saying. It's like for his directorial debut, like this was probably one of the best works.
It probably is one of the best debuts ever.
Yeah.
Like for a first movie.
Yeah. We always trace back to this, but I'm going to go back to Animal. Sorry, Sonu.
I know what you're gonna say.
I know. Vishal and I had this huge expectation that, and like after all the promos and trailers and like everything we saw about Animal prior to the release date, we're like, oh, this is gonna be like the greatest like action like revenge movie that Bollywood has put out in a while. And then after watching it, we're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Even my sister, like after the theater, she was just like, this movie was supposed to be what Animal was supposed to be, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't wanna go back to that.
But the point I'm trying to make is that like is that like the expectation that I have for this movie were satisfactory, I would say, at the latest, at the least.
I think it passed my expectations.
Exceeds expectations.
Yeah, good movie. Go watch it. Bye.
Okay, that's the end of the podcast.
Right,
Well,
see
su
you.
like, subscribe, follow to our channel. Give it up a thumbs up if you like this
Or don't.
podcast.
No, I don't want to, tell you what to do.
Should we talk about La Patata, ladies?
We should. Okay. So next we're going to be reviewing La Patata Ladies, directed by Kiran Rao, produced by Amar Khan and Kiran Rao, and starring Nitanshi Gul, Sparsh Srivastav, Pratibha Ranta, Abhay Dubey, Chaya Kadam, and Ravi Kishan.
Wait, before we even get into it, I just
Okay.
have to say the dad looks like Taika Waititi.
From La Patata Ladies? Hold on. Oh my god, he does. What the fuck?
I just had to point that out because I just couldn't, like, every time he was on screen, I was like, Taika, is that you?
Taika's on his side mission, side quest. This movie has been doing really well on Netflix. I just read an article. Obviously, not a huge theater movie. I wish it would be, because these movies should be getting more attention.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I think movies on streaming get more attention now in many ways.
You know what it is? It's just the money making aspect to it. So for me, it's like I don't care how much a movie makes really, but you typically when a movie does well, we'll get more movies like that. Right now, the only movies they're doing well are like Pathans and Jawans, and it's
And animals.
and animals. So that's the frustrating thing, right?
Yeah. I feel
But
like in streaming, it's like you get a larger audience in many
that's
ways.
true.
Like people that are not Indian will be able to like find the movie easier on Netflix than like in the theaters.
Right.
That's why I was like, after we finished watching it, I was like, that's like the kind of movie that I would love to see like submitted to the Oscars. But then also like Geisha pointed out that it's probably not as artsy as an Oscar bait movie needs to be.
Dude, Oscar movies are like not that good. I feel like I don't care if it's artsy, it's got to be like good.
There's got to be some substance
There'll be
too.
some substance and
Yeah. But yeah, that's what Keisha was saying. It's like that's why like a Bhansali movie will actually like do better at the Oscars than a movie like this or 12th Fail.
I mean, RRR was submitted to Oscars.
But not for best movie.
Oh, not
I
for
feel
best
like
movie, right?
if it had been, it might have won.
Yeah.
I
I
feel
should
like
think
La Patata
that.
Ladies had a little bit of everything. Like I feel like it had, you know, obviously like the social commentary part of it. The like writing was very like good. Characters were really good. I thought the cinematography was pretty good too. There were a lot of shots in the movie where I was like, oh, that's a really good shot.
I think the technical aspects of this movie are really good too, but also it's just such a feel-good movie,
Yeah.
which I feel like we don't get anymore. Like sometimes to me, what matters more is like, oh, I don't care if the writing's 100% perfect, but like, how did it make me feel afterwards?
Yeah.
And this movie made me feel very nice. I don't know how to feel. But like a warm hug, you know what I mean? I just like,
Yeah.
and we need more of these movies, or at least I do.
No, I think we all do.
Less animal, more La Pata ladies.
Yeah, I mean, the
Yeah.
animal has its space, and La Patata Ladies, it's just like we don't get these. And Bollywood, like if you think about it, like classic Bollywood, it's all like everything you think of is just feel good movies that just feel like a warm hug, like a warm.
Yeah. Hell
Hug.
yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? That's
Yeah, bro. Just gain that
what I'm
feeling
saying,
of a
dog.
warm
Warm.
hug. Yeah.
All boy needs a warm hug.
Dude, shout out to Kieran Rao for giving us a warm hug, bro.
Yeah. Also, what the fuck's a warm hug? Why do I keep saying warm hug?
Did, but I get what you mean though. It was exactly like that. I was crying a lot at the end of this movie. It's nice to kind of see things work out for people.
Yeah, for once.
For once, yeah. Yeah, no, I like thought about that. I was like, these two women in the situation, like things could go south for them so fast. I guess like in real life that's probably what would happen, but because it was a movie, it was like just more
Yeah.
wholesome than that.
It was very wholesome. It was very funny. And obviously everything you said too, the direction was great. I think the music worked too. Especially in the emotional scenes. I think the background score was good. Obviously, there's social commentary. What are you laughing at, Charlie?
No, I was remembering this one scene from Love with the Ladies. You probably know what I'm talking about.
Which one?
It's like when they go to the police station and Ravi Kishan looks like the photo of his wife. He's like, "Wah, bahut hi sundar hai," and her face is just completely covered.
Dude, that scene was so funny. And every time they would show that photo of her with like her veil in front, I was like dying. It was so funny. It's like such a like it's such smart writing, right? Because it's like, yeah, like if you really think about these like old customs, like they literally don't make any sense. I love it when like Indian movies turn like the rituals on their face and like try to like show like, look how ridiculous this is.
That's where the satire comes from, right? It's like this, like, look how stupid this is. How is the police supposed to do this? When you're
Yeah.
drawing a picture of nobody.
Or even like I thought it was also funny when they're like going around town showing the photo, and then that one guy is just like, "Your face is your whole identity," and then his like wife comes up behind him, and she's like fully covered in a burqa.
Was genius.
So good.
Oh man, such a good movie. There's so many moments like that in this movie. Performances, I think they were all good. Ravi Kishan, I think, was a standout for me.
Yeah. I
He's
mean, he's
just
like a veteran, not a veteran, sorry, but he's been in Bollywood for so long.
yeah, and he's just yeah, he's
He's
just at
a
that position where it's like you know who's
seasoned actor, seasoned.
what seasoning.
I don't know, like garlic powder.
You heard it here first, folks. Ravi Kishan is like garlic powder.
Just like tried and tested, you know?
That should be the cold open.
Yeah, I really prefer like these like lower stakes movies when it comes to the social commentary because I don't know, I think there's just something about like watching regular everyday people go through like everyday situations that like it makes that social commentary hit even harder as opposed to like the message is conveyed better when it's just like you're watching everyday people go through like the same stuff that you see in your life every day.
I know what you mean. Sorry, I'm thinking about your point more. Sorry. Just
It's
absorb.
fine. Absorb it. Think about it.
I'll get back
Have
to you.
you
Let's talk about it.
noticed that like the movies that Aamir Khan is involved with in terms of producing or yeah, mostly producing, they've turned out to be like gems in Bollywood, like Delhi Belly,
Yeah.
Dangal, and I think Lapata Ladies.
I think he had one called Beeply Live. I didn't end up watching that one.
Oh, Beeply Live was good.
That I heard was really good.
But yeah, I mean he's always wanted to do these types of movies for sure. Like even his show that he did, what is it, Satyamit Jayate?
Devte, yeah.
That was the whole show, right? It was just like challenging,
Powerful people.
yeah, powerful people and customs that we have that shouldn't be a thing. So it definitely seems like it's he picks and chooses like these types of scripts, I think, on purpose.
Yeah. One thing I really liked towards the end of the movie when they're at the station and she's like she's there but they can't see her
Yes.
and then the only reason they're able to even find her is because she finally uses her husband's name. Like I thought that was such a good way to like tie it all together and like kind of reinforce that idea that like hey like it's like stuff like that that like literally makes no practical difference. And often like times like if you go against those things it can literally save your life.
It's such a silly concept if you think about it, right? But it's like making such a good point about like if you think about it, this concept is so like so silly. Like the girls
Yeah.
just got like mixed up. And
Yeah.
it's possible though, because like the customs are so silly, like the tradition is so silly that like I guess it made it possible for it to be this situation to happen.
Yeah. I also really like that there were so many scenes where it was just like women having a conversation
Yeah.
and just kind of like, you know, j like bouncing ideas off of each other, really.
Yeah, and it's particularly the scenes with Fool and the lady that worked at the
The Dadi,
Dadi.
Nani.
Yeah, I thought she was a fascinating character, dude. I thought she was a really cool character.
That's the same actress who was in Mudgoing Express.
It was her? Okay. Oh my
Yeah.
God. Awesome. She's really cool then. Yeah, I mean, I think just like how she became a mentor for Fool. Like, no, like the one person that had any sense was like, this is all bullshit.
Yeah.
Like
I
that,
also like that there was never any of like there was never any like putting each other down, you know? It was just literally people having a conversation and discussing like what's right, what's wrong. And it's not like any one way of looking at things was wrong either. It was rather than saying like you're wrong, it was like a here, why don't you think about it in this perspective? Like I know like her tone comes across as more harsh because she's just, you know, she's been through a lot, but yeah, like at the end of the day, it was literally just like trying to like shift somebody's perspective rather than like saying you're wrong. I also really like that. Sorry, I'm just gonna keep going off. I just saw this movie.
Yeah, no, it's been a couple weeks for me, so.
Yeah. I also really like that scene where they're at the house and the like Deepak's mom is talking to Deepak's grandma and they're just talking about how like I guess Pushpa or Jaya and is like talking to Poonam, the sister-in-law, and they're like laughing together and they're like, oh, like it's so nice when you have a friend, and then they're like, should we be friends too? Like I thought that was so sweet.
That was very wholesome.
Yeah.
And we don't get to see like that type of relationship in movies anymore. It's always like, oh, this like Bobby or Nani hates me or something. I mean, this is not like realizing like, hey, we could all be friends. Like
Yeah.
we could talk.
Yeah. And like, it's like obviously they have beef too, right? Like, they're both really annoyed with each other all the
Yeah.
time.
You never see that like it being resolved like this.
Yeah. Or just like, you know, I don't know. It was just like, it was such normal conversations, but like very real conversations, I think.
Yeah. You know, you bring up that scene and it's like very contrast.
Don't bring up animal. Don't do it. We need to
Never
stop
mind.
talking about that movie
Just
on this
do
pod.
it. Just do it. Now I want to know how you're going to tie that scene into Animal too.
So you bring up like how like the mother and like the grandmother like having like a genuine conversation like, hey, can we be friends? It's like it reminded me of like that one scene in Animal where she come and Donna is like talking to her parents. He's like, you've been so stuck up on your intercaste marriage. Like and like goes off on her parents. I'm like, bro, like I was like thinking about that scene when I saw like that scene Lapitadi. I'm like, bro, I don't even
I
remember.
literally don't understand how this scene ties to that scene.
I honestly
I
don't
think
remember.
Shalu just has a goal now where
No,
he's just like, I'm gonna bring up animal in every single episode we do.
it's like like I was pregnant and like no one supported me. My mother-in-law didn't come, my grandmother-in-law didn't come, or whatever the fuck it is. I don't care at this point. Okay, moving forward. Sorry about that.
I
All
just can't believe you keep bringing up this movie. God,
right.
yeah.
Part of me
There's
is like
literally like there's no scope of like comparing animal to Lapita ladies. Like they're like literally not even in the same category.
no, it's funny to see you pissed off sometimes.
I didn't understand your point, but I like your energy.
Okay, moving forward. I thought the acting was pretty good in Love of the Ladies. Can we talk about the music? I hate Arjit Singh, but I thought he did okay in this movie.
Yeah, I actually like okay, Arjit's kind of coming back. I'm coming back around with Arjit in the past few songs I've heard, but yeah, this one, I think he kind of popped off. It's just such a fun movie, right? Because it's dealing with such heavy topics, yet it was so like I was having a good time, you know? It was like
Yeah.
I think that most of the scenes where I laughed the most is when Ravi Kishan was on screen as the police officer when he's like doing like detective work trying to take like photos of evidence and he keeps missing. That was really funny.
Also just like how much he like kept insulting his constable.
So, yeah.
I was also like pretty shocked at the plot twist at the end. I don't know. I was surprised, but that's because I have a bias against cops.
No, it's funny because I think the Indian police wouldn't give a shit in the real
Yeah, I
world.
think normally,
Yeah.
I think that's where it comes back to like, hey, this probably wouldn't happen in real life, but let's just pretend it does and feel good about it.
Yeah. It was nice to kind of see that. But yeah, that would not happen in real life.
One thing I'd like to bring up is that the music director for this movie was the same person who made the music for Delhi Belly. That was the same man who made I Hate You Like I Love You.
Yeah, music's way different.
The vibe is completely different.
Why do you think this movie was called Lapita Ladies?
For the same reason that the next movie that we're going to talk about is called Tej Ka Toh Main Aisa Uljha
Oh man.
That's actually what it, no, you just stole my joke.
I knew it was coming.
God damn, I'm too predictable now. So now, we are going to be reviewing Teri Bato Me Esa Ulja. I don't even know if I said it. It's
Just
too
call it
long
the
enough.
robot movie.
I really don't want to say the whole name because saying the whole title kind of pisses me off. But it's directed by Amit Joshi and Aradhana Sah, produced by Dinesh Vijan, starring Shahid Kapoor and Kriti Sanon. This is clearly the best movie out of the three that we reviewed. I mean, do you
Yeah,
guys agree?
totally. Yeah.
Right? It's just the
It
acting.
just made me feel so many emotions, and like the acting was like so. I mean, the acting was fine.
But I think we just like we shouldn't submit it to the Oscars because it's above the Oscars. You know what I mean?
It's
Dude,
way better than the
after watching
Oscars.
this movie, I want to get married to, like a fucking AI, dude. Like, I'm just.
You're not supposed to do that, is the whole point of the movie.
I thought differently, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this movie was basically like if you thought marrying a robot was a good idea, don't.
ChatGPT really ruined us all.
Interesting concept. I mean, we've had movies like this before, right? Like Her.
And like Robot in 2.0 starring Rajinikanth.
Yeah.
So I think the mistake I made was watching Her last week and then watching this. Oh, we'll get into it, but it just, I could not take this movie seriously, like at all.
I don't think you were supposed to. And I think
Yeah.
that's what this movie is like. It's just supposed to be like a stupid rom-com movie.
Yeah.
Like it's
Is this
literally
a
how it was
rom-com?
advertised. Like, yeah, I mean, it was kind of funny. I mean, I don't think it was hilarious,
No,
but
I mean it was funny.
yeah.
But I don't think it was a rom-com.
Okay, look, I just think that not every movie needs to be like serious all the time. Like Laputa Ladies was like pretty lighthearted, feel good, like funny. There was romance in it. Like, you know, I just think that when we have movies like that, we don't need a rom-com like this. You know what I mean?
We'll kind of disagree with you there. I think there's a space for Laputa Ladies, and it should be the forefront of things that you watch for sure. But there's also a space for like you come home one night, you're bored, you want to watch some honestly just garbage. Sometimes I want to watch garbage because I don't want to watch a movie that makes me think. And I'll be honest, right? I'm not in the mood to be like I just want to watch like Shahid Kapoor and Kriti Sanon dance a little bit. I want to laugh a little bit and be like, this shit's dumb, but it's funny. You know what I mean? I think there's a space for that for sure. I'm not gonna watch Laputa Ladies every week. You know what I mean? Like our t movie that type like every week.
Are you gonna watch this movie every week?
No, but I mean like not this specific one, but it's just like you know some movies you're just like it's a Netflix movie. You know what I mean? Like this
Yeah.
movie should be on Netflix. Like you just like it's a movie you put on while you're eating food.
Yeah.
And just mildly entertained. You don't take it seriously at all.
That's fair. Yeah, I guess there's like dumb comedy movies that are written really well, you know? Like if I want to laugh, I'll watch All the Best. 'Cause
Yeah.
I don't take that seriously either, but it's like at least it's written well, you know?
I watch Deli Belly if I want to get a quick laugh.
Yeah, I think that's where this movie like I think it could have been a lot better than it was like. I just think a lot of the humor missed for me because I think they had a chance of making this really funny. The concept could have been interesting. I mean, but it just a lot of it just kind of turned out to be kind of bland.
This is definitely a half-assed movie, for
Yeah, and but at
sure.
the same time, like I didn't hate it. It's a movie. Yeah, you know what it is? Adi is obsessed with this movie. It's like a kid's movie.
Yeah, I guess.
One part of the movie that didn't make sense to me, I'm pretty sure like we all can agree to this collectively, is that towards the beginning of the movie, it's like Shahid Kapoor doesn't know that Kriti Sanon's a robot by this point, and then
Yeah.
he has sex with her.
That's true. Maybe
He
it's not a good
sleeps with her. I'm like, wait,
they didn't explain that nearly as much as they should have.
No, I was like afterwards, like I already knew like she was a robot before. I'm like, wait. I was like, did he just have sex with a robot? Like, is that
Didn't explain that either, but all they explained was like it all felt the same. But it was like,
like,
okay.
how
Yeah,
does
we're
it
just so like
work?
we're like, okay.
So
Well, that actually
that's where
that
like this movie lost me, because I was like, okay, you're in love with this person, but isn't like robot. Isn't part of being in love with someone also being in love with the person they are? Like, this wasn't a per like sh it's okay. Sorry, I don't mean to compare this to her,
Okay,
but like
we're not doing this. We're not comparing Teri Bato Me with her.
I just, but like, it literally didn't make any sense. Like, why would he be in love with this robot? Like, she had no personality. She had like
Yeah.
no human emotions.
But
Like,
she's hot.
that was basically it.
she was hot. Yeah.
And I think she kind of just kept telling him what he wanted to hear, which is like not how you should find love, but
I
that's how
thought
it.
Shahid Kapoor's character was straight up a psychopath because he was just like
Yeah.
convincing himself that he was in love with this robot, but really all he was doing was like, she's hot and she like does what I want her to do.
Yeah,
Oh,
basically.
so that's Kabir Singh's all over again. Got it.
Maybe that's why it's called Teri Baaton Mein Aisa Ujjaji.
Did we figure it out?
Oh my God, I think we just did, because he just kept
Holy.
hearing what he wanted her to say.
Yeah. Oh my God.
This movie's a genius if you think about it
I think about this movie so differently now.
now. So,
But I don't think they put that much thought into it.
yeah, that's possible too.
I just feel like this whole question about humans and robots and like where robots fit into human society is such an existential question for me that I couldn't like vibe with like this whole concept in a rom-com. I couldn't not take it seriously. I was like, this just feels wrong. Like Tu
Yeah.
Chhunti Main Makkar, I was like, cool, whatever. Like I enjoyed that movie, didn't need to think too much. But this one, I was just like, this just doesn't sit
Yeah.
well with me.
This is objectively a bad movie, and I think that's also where this movie lost me too, is where why did he fall in love with this robot? Because if they
Yeah.
had like if they had showed that a little bit better, then I think the second half is a little bit more interesting. It just could have been a better movie.
Yeah.
I just like after the first half, I had to like convince myself like, okay, for whatever reason, he's in love with this, and I just kind of had to look past that for
Yeah.
me to enjoy the second half, which a lot better, but still like it's hard to kind of grasp like why this even happened in the first place.
Yeah. Like Shahid Kapoor has done good rom-coms. He's a good actor. Kriti Sanon is a good actor. This movie was just not good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now when I think about it, that comment you made earlier, Vishal, about how a movie like La Patta Ladies deserves to be in theaters.
Yeah.
I see what you mean now. Like
That's what
this
I mean.
movie had like a theater release and La Patta Ladies didn't. Like
La Patta Ladies technically did, but it was only played for a week. Same thing goes for Merry Christmas and same thing goes for Mudgoing Express.
that's because
Oh.
these movies aren't getting much attention, so there a lot of theaters are not taking that money or not like showing it,
It's
right?
like a
Yeah.
limited release type of
Same thing
situation.
with Madan.
They don't think they'll make money if they do play it versus if they played like another movie instead. I don't know.
I mean, did this robot movie make money?
It was a box office success, earning over 141 crores worldwide.
Why?
Like I said, it caters to a certain audience.
It has become Shahid's third biggest hit
What?
of his career.
Yeah.
Wait, what's number one? Is it Kabir Singh?
I
I
bet.
think it's Kabir Singh. Yeah. Kabir
Okay.
Singh and R. Rajkumar.
It's like ridiculous to me that Shahid Kapoor, who has done like incredible work in his career,
Yeah.
those are the three movies that are his biggest hits.
Oh, I guess it's Padmaavat, Kabir Singh, and Teri Baaton Mein, which is
Oh,
all
I
three of
forgot
those
about.
are not his best work at all.
But oh, I forgot, dude. I remember we
It
watched
should
in
be
the
Kamine. It
theaters.
should be Heather. Oh my God. The part that kind of sucks about this is like I don't think anybody like was going into this movie thinking it was going to be a good movie. So it's all
Yeah.
like expectation based too. I think it's just like this is going to be a dime pass movie. You know what I mean? Like, and
You
that's
just
exactly.
went for the vibes.
Yeah, that's exactly what you got, right? I'm like, I'm not defending this movie by any means. I'm just saying, like, if you're watching this movie, you know what it's gonna be. If you've seen any, if you hear the concept, if you've seen anything or heard anything about this movie,
Songs were fine.
that's what it is. The movie is just in fun to like watch because of that reason, because of the music and the people are pleasing to look at. That's it. If you want to watch Kriti Sen for a bit,
I mean,
yo, we
Kriti
should. We...
Sanon is good looking, but is she as good looking as Rajnikanth and Robot?
That's comparing Jyoti to Sifra. I don't know, man.
man, honestly, I'd pick Rajni.
Rajni all day. Rajni
Rajni
Zindabad.
asteroid.